like 4th of July. It's good to have everybody out here tonight. And to be in this state and in this area where football, high school football is so important, youth football, college football, and then for our team to be here, you know, you can imagine how proud I am to be a part of it. So figure out, hit you on some of the injuries. Charles Godfrey left tonight. He had a cut on his forehead, nose, and but he'll be back. So just precautionary, keeping him out.
How do you feel about the defense's performance?
Well, tonight it was for us to practice. Usually it goes one back and forth. As we go through it, the competition, that's what, you know, we're trying to preach day in and day out, how hard we can go against one another. So there was definitely some big plays by the offense that we're real proud of, and then defensively had a couple turnovers. So it's always back and forth in the practice and the competition. So we'll have to get back and evaluate it and then hit it again on Sunday.
Coach, Anton Smith ripped off a big run there. Where's he at? You kind of need some running back.
Yeah, and it was great to see Tone just really coming to life. You know, for him to have an injury and then to come back and battle the way he did to rehab, I was so thrilled for him tonight, and I really felt that burst. There was a draw. There was an outside run catching the ball. I thought a terrific, you know, night by him. Kind of a way to say, all right, man, I'm back and I can play again. And so that's a big moment when you're coming back from an injury, and so I was pleased to see that from him tonight.
Big night for high school football. You recruited this area, this school, I believe. What do you remember about the kind of players that this program brings?
Well, number one, we always like, you know, connecting with guys that do it best. And Buford is one of those, you know, I think with 7 championships or so since about 2000. So got great respect for Jess Simpson and the program that he runs here. And really that's true for, like, this whole area, you know, in high school football. There's just such pride for it. I think there's some terrific coaching. And, you know, for me to be a part of this region in football from high school to college and with our club, a lot of pride with that.
I'm sure you did a few of these with Seattle. I don't know if it's exactly like this, but kind of just the atmosphere, getting in front of a crowd like this for the first time for the guys.
Yeah, I was so thrilled to get connected with the fans, and I can't wait for our team to feed off of their energy, you know, down at the dome, coming off the ball, both sides, and how loud it can be. When the team connects with the fans, it's such an awesome feeling, so I can't wait to be a part of that.
It seemed like Justin Hardy had a really good night. What'd you think of him?
You know, I was really thrilled with Justin. One of the things, you know, what we know with him, he's got terrific hands. So for him to go and catch the deep ball, sometimes you think of him as a slot and the inside guy. So for him to go get a deep one and then here at the 2-minute to go, you know, game winner, that's a competitor.
What's your approach with Devontae and Tevin when it comes to the exhibition games? Is it safe to say they probably won't be in there?
Well, I think we're going to take it day by day, Vaughn, and say how quickly, you know, in terms of get well, and then we'll put them back out there when they're ready to, you know, let it rip, but not until then. So, but there's no timeline at this point in terms of when they'll be, when they won't be. So we're hoping to have both of the guys back sooner than later, but we'll take it kind of day by day and take it through this week and see where we end up.
When does the Brooks Reed injury become a major concern?
I think it's kind of the same boat. Hopefully he may be even back before them, so hopefully he can work back into some as we're getting started on Sunday and Monday. And then with Devontae and Tevin, we'll start them back just like we do with the other guys, back into individual, get going, and then parts of practice till they get back to full. So there'll be a portion of it where they'll get back, do some, get back a little more, and then finish it up when they're full go. So we'll kind of put them back into stages.
So you expect them to do some individuals next week?
I would hope so, yeah.
You guys added 4. What was it about him that you wanted to bring him down to Atlanta? What did you see out of him a little bit tonight?
Can you repeat that one more time,
Ford,
sir?
Adding him. And
sure.
What did you see out of him? And what was it about him that you wanted to bring him to Atlanta?
Yeah, well, the real thing was the speed, you know, and what a great competitor. We worked him out today. So, all right, let's go do some stuff tonight. So, for him to say, okay, I got a couple plays down. I can do those. So, I was thrilled to see him get into the mix. And so, hey, I'm ready here to come and compete.